Hello and welcome to Living Your Yoga. I'm Dr. Melissa West. Thank you so much for leaving your questions and comments and sending in such great questions. This one comes to us via email, and this is from Sue. She says, "Hi there, Melissa. Firstly, I would like to say a huge thank you to you for your wonderful yoga podcast. I am a yoga teacher myself, although I have not taught for 18 months and consider myself a very beginner teacher, although my confidence has grown enormously. I've spent quite a lot of time fairly isolated and found your podcast just too wonderful for words. You have the ability to connect on such a familiar level, and I feel as if I know you and love my yoga classes alone at home with you. Okay, here's the question. I was wondering if you might formulate a class to help with decreased lordosis. Okay, there seems to be a lot of material out there on sway backs, but I cannot find much on the opposite. So let's talk about what this is. This is a postural issue, and this is a great question. So I'm not going to do a whole class on this because I've basically already done a whole class on this, and I'll connect to it in the show notes. So she's saying there's lots of classes, there's lots out there on lordosis sway backs, this kind of really rounded posture, arched back. Okay, got that? But there's not anything out there on its opposite. Do any of you know people that walk around like this? Yeah, I do too. So, do you know why that is? Okay, do you think they're separate problems? Curious? You do think they're separate problems? Tim thinks they're separate problems. Okay, actually, the trick question. I don't think they're separate problems. They're the same problem. Weak abdominals both ways, right? If you have good core strength, you'd be able to, and good glute strength, you'd be able to hold your pelvis in good alignment. So focus on good core strength would definitely help with lordosis, whether it was exaggerated or decreased. So for free classes where I focus on this, Namaste Yoga 170 was a beginner class where I focused on strength, and we did a lot of core strengthening exercises where we focused on back, glutes, like core strength, neck to knees. Also, I have a class called Yoga for Posture, which would be excellent for decreased and cervical lordosis, that is also available in my shop if you're not a member. And I will also point to some other, Namaste Yoga. I will point to some other free Namaste Yoga classes in the show notes that focus on core strength. There's a Vayu class that has a lot of core strengthening postures in them. So I also want to show you the best core strengthening pose we have going in yoga. You probably already know what I'm going to show you. Yes, Tim knows the answer. He's such an educated yogi now. So this is plank pose. And because you get so good at focusing on core alignment, you make your back as flat as a plank. This would be a good one to practice in front of the mirror sometimes, so you can check in to make sure you're not doing a sway back or an overly rounded back, to make sure you have a good flat back. You can modify this with your knees on the ground. You can also modify for wrists with your elbows on the ground. So if you practice this every day, keep your tailbone tucked under, your ears back over your shoulders, you would build up your core strength so that you would be able to hold your pelvis in good alignment so that your pelvis wouldn't be swinging one way or the other. So that's my best advice for you, Sue. Thanks for leaving your comments below, and thanks for sending in your questions. Namaste.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.